I got for Christmas, I got an IDE to USB cable, right? So I plugged it into an old computer that I had sitting around from about 2000-ish. On that computer, I found video games, right? And not just any video games, right? I found video games that I made when I was like 11 years old.
Oh my god.
And I've been traveling through them, and it's just like an odyssey of inane crap. The sheer like weirdness and stupidity of all of them is actually genuinely it's quite enthralling. It really is. It's
Katsukan, you should.
absolutely fascinating to explore my own 11-year-old brain.
You should upload them so we all could play them.
I'm going to do a stream where I go through them one by one. There's one where it starts with the NBC News theme, and then it says, in horrible grammar, it says, "Your task is to destroy a city and blow it up," and then you push a button that just says "shut up" on it. And then you're this little green spacecraft that looks like a squid, and you have to destroy a city by abducting people and then dropping them back on the city.
Were you hit as a child? Want to talk about it?
It's just everything is that like that. It's just inane, and all the gameplay sucks horribly.
I mean, I
that sounds exactly like a Decadamats game.
Do you, it's okay if you don't want to talk about it. We're here for you. It's okay.
I don't think he was the one being hit. I think he was the one hitting the
He
bong, if you know what I mean.
you can cry if you want to, Catsman. You're safe here.
This week on Gentlemen Discussing Vidya!
What? There was nothing before Halo. Halo was the first game.
Sean, you're gay. Would you pay to have a gay planet?
Fuck no!
What, your own gay planet? Are you
Yeah, what
kidding?
if
I
you could
would
be.
love my own gay
What if you could
planet.
be king of gay
Could I have my own spirit planet?
Shot both of the dude's testicles right off. Explode.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice.
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 You wouldn't drink a car out of the sink.
Saying goes you wouldn't download a car.
No,
it doesn't.
These Doritos are my flesh. Please eat from it. This Mountain Dew is my blood. Please drink from it.
I think you eat like a noob, Happy Man. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, God.
That's not a video game made for blind people at all. They shouldn't be allowed to play that.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. My name is Catsman, and with me today is Funk.
Hello.
Happy Man.
Hello.
Juju.
Hey.
Ramalori.
Howdy, yeah, that's right, Ramalori.
Shawnee.
Good morning.
And of course, Zar.
Charismatic as always.
Charismatic, as always. So, this week, I would like to start with what video games you've been playing, because video games came out, and some of them were interesting, so we should probably be talking about them.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were. What about Euro Truck Simulator 2, Zar?
I got Train Simulator 2013.
Man, but that doesn't even compare to Euro Truck. I've been playing that game religiously.
Flying Trains.
I haven't played Euro Truck that much. I managed to, like, every time I go around the corner, I flip my truck over so it's 90 degrees and I have to get towed away, and that cost my employer 800 euros. But hey, it's my employer, not me, so who do I care?
I don't know, I seem to be able to having this problem constantly when I play this game of I'm not allowed to deliver to England because I can't drive on the left side of the road.
What do you mean
my
you
brain,
can't drive on the left side of the road?
My brain just can't handle it. It feels so wrong, no matter what I do.
What he's saying is the wrong side of the road.
There's less car accidents when people drive on the left-hand side of the road because the drivers are on the opposite side of the car to one another as they're passing one another. So if there's a collision, the drivers are less likely to be involved. So it is safer.
How do you know this information?
How did I get this? It's on, like, Wikipedia, I think.
Are people ironically enjoying Euro Truck Simulator, or is it genuinely, like, a good game?
It's genuinely a good game.
It's just really chill. Like, most games, it's so stressful. Like, oh no, I've got to go save the world. Fuck. All I want to do is sit at home and watch TV or something. Whereas Euro Truck Simulator is like, yeah, I'm a truck driver. I just drive around Europe and listen to music and be chill.
That actually sounds fantastic.
Oh, and you get all the weird European radio stations as well.
It also has a section where you can input your own internet radio stations to listen to in game.
Yeah. There is a very high level of truck customization. And I've been enjoying it, although it makes me never want to become a truck driver because I'll be driving down the motorway and it'll be like 34 miles an hour. I'll be like, fuck, why aren't you going any faster? And then I'll hit a very small hill and it'll be like 33 miles an hour, 32 miles an hour, 31 miles an hour. I'll be like, no, all the cars are overtaking me.
Made me want to become a truck driver, but I know I can't because I do everything illegal as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
People would hate me.
Basically, at one point, I tried to there was somewhere near like Liverpool. There's a motorway, and there's like a slip road off of it, and it goes around in a loop, and then it goes underneath the original motorway. So I was like, screw that! I drove off the side of the motorway and attempted to do a 180 degree turn in air and land on the slip road. Didn't work. It did work, except I landed on the wrong lane, and there was a divider between the two lanes, so I had to drive for about 3 hours in the wrong lane.
Oh, God.
I racked up like 20,000 euros worth of fines for driving on the wrong side of the road. Then there was another 20,000 euros worth of fines for repairs to my truck after I crashed into about 9 people.
Jesus.
You're not allowed to drive.
I am allowed to drive. I passed my driving test with only 4 minor faults, which is way less than most people. So yeah, that's Euro Truck Simulator. It's a chill game for chill people. Also, fuck reversing in a truck. God damn it. Seriously.
Is it first person? Are you like in the truck getting it around, or is it from behind?
No, you're in the truck by default.
Yeah, you can set it to behind, but that doesn't give you the full truck experience. If you move the mouse around, it turns around so that the guy is sticking his head out the window.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You can also customize the inside of your truck, too, and that's really nice.
I didn't have enough money for that.
Of course you didn't.
Or
Mr.
enough
Fines.
Money to buy petrol.
The game you describe sounds very boring, but somehow intriguing.
It is. That's exactly how I would describe it. Very boring, but it morbidly compels me to play it. I feel like it is genuinely a game for middle-aged people. I mean, like, you know, in this country, HMV is closing down, and there was a middle-aged guy who went in there with a gift certificate. And he was like, "I want to buy Euro Truck Simulator 2." And, like, the person behind the desk was like, "You can't buy that with a gift certificate. HMV is closing down. All gift certificates are invalid." So he was like, "Screw that." And he just took Euro Truck Simulator 2 and left the store. And the person chased him down the street for a bit, but he didn't give Euro Truck Simulator 2 back because he had the gift certificate and it was his.
Do your game stores keep the discs in the packaging?
Some of them, well, I mean, HMV is a pretty shitey store, so I'd imagine
I see.
That's why it's closing down.
In Sweden, we only have Game and GameStop, and neither of them do that, so.
You poor man.
Yep, I buy all my games online, pretty much.
We have Sect, which is pretty good. All of our GameStops, all of our games closed, or at least almost all of them. So I also played Maldita Castilla. Did anyone else play this when it came out?
No, what is that?
It is a sort of ghouls and ghosts type game based off Spanish and European mythology.
I did stream it. I saw that on TigSource. Looked pretty good.
It is literally amazing. It's like you're this guy, and he's like, "For God and Castile," and then he goes and he hits like really difficult bosses with his like axe weapons, and he meets like Don Quixote, and like at one point a bird attacks him, and then there are like there's like this level in a forest that's really shit, and oh man, it is so good. It's exactly like playing a 16-bit game, down to the sound, which is all friggin' emulated from old arcade machines. There's you know, like the Bionic Commando arcade machine? It's like that sound chip. They actually emulated that sound chip and wrote all the music for it. Oh my god, the attention to detail, man. It is just incredible.
I love that you were like, oh, this game is so great, there's this really shitty level, and man...
Yeah, I know. Well, all the other levels are great. It's just the forest levels.
Yeah, so why are you talking about them? Why are you talking about the shitty
levels? It's one of those... I fucking hate those levels where, like... It's like a maze, and if you go the wrong way at some point, you start right at the bloody beginning of the maze again. I hate that so much, and it's one of those levels. Like, you know, I have a confession. I never beat the original Super Mario Brothers because it had one of those levels right at the end, right in, like, the last castle. I was just like, you know what? Screw this. There's a time limit, and I'm exhausting it, and I've run down every possible way. I'm going to do something fun. I'm boycotting games that do that. It's shit game design.
The original Mario Brothers isn't that good.
You're gonna get some hate for that.
Really?
Yes.
What? It's no, like I mean,
compared to Mario Brothers 2 and 3, shit.
Mario Brothers 2 is shit, bro.
No, I love that game. In fact, I'm learning to speedrun it.
Wow, I'm actually going to have to agree with Happy Man on this. Mario Brothers 2 is a very good game. It's very different from what you traditionally expect from the Mario series.
Yeah, because it's really Doki Doki Panic, but I legit love Mario Brothers 2. It's one of my favorite NES games, I think.
I cannot handle Mario Brothers 2. I cannot handle it. I've tried to love it. If I wish Moogle Pies was not ill and was here, because then he could talk to us about Devil May Cry.
I think it's better that we don't talk about that.
Well, we're going to be talking about that because we have news on it.
We don't want to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it now because it's really the elephant in the room here.
I watched Moogle stream the entirety of that game in 6 hours on the hardest difficulty you could start with.
I also watched, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched a pretty big chunk of it.
I've seen the intro scene and the demo, that's it, but looks pretty bad from
where I... It is pretty horrible.
All I can say is, I've seen most of the game, I've played it. It feels like it's a good game stuck in a juvenile tantrum.
Except with the horrible dialogue and the extremely stupid decisions on gameplay.
What stupid decisions on gameplay are there?
Well, see... Later in the game, you start getting these enemies that can only be hurt specific ways.
That.
And so you're like trying to fight this one thing, you have to slap it in the ass with a certain weapon. Okay, that's fine. But when you get one enemy that needs to be slapped in the ass with a specific weapon, one enemy over there that needs to be punched in the stomach with a different weapon, and three more enemies above you that are all different weapons needed to attack them... It becomes a bit of a clusterfuck and unable to really do much. The game does not flow smoothly from that point.
So it's like they're trying to do rock, paper, scissors with it.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to play rock, paper, scissors, except they're throwing basically packages of paper at you, a couple of boulders, and they're throwing shurikens instead of scissors at you.
I mean, I like... When it comes to Devil May Cry, I don't think I've ever finished a Devil May Cry game. I just mash random buttons and I don't really understand the combat at all. So I cannot tell you for the life of me what was going on. But I do have to say, he was playing on the hardest starting difficulty and it looked really easy. And Moogle is terrible at video games as well. Oh god, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but he is. But apparently
Moogle
that...
Moogle is actually pretty stylish when it comes to Devil May Cry play.
He was making a lot of mistakes and he was still getting S ranks, but I've heard that there's like a bajillion difficulty levels and the very hard ones are indeed very hard and you have no reason to really complain about the difficulty other than the fact that you have to play through the entire game and all of its shitey unskippable cutscenes just to get to the harder difficulties.
Wait, the cutscenes are unskippable?
Cutscenes are on. Well, who would want to miss a story of that caliber, Sean?
Fuck you.
Of that caliber.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
I can't believe that game was written by people in, like, their 30s and 40s.
It just seems so juvenile. Like, I don't really know how to describe it other than it feels so juvenile. Like, it's trying to appeal to a young audience, and that's just a bad idea.
Kids like this?
Most
actually,
of the people who are
do.
Buying this game are going to need to have their parents buy it.
The old Devil May Cry games, like, they were sort of campy and over the top and fun, and I can't help but feel like this is, like, trying to be campy and over the top and fun, and just sort of isn't.
Well, the intro cinematic, like, does give that sense that it's lighthearted about itself,
I
but
disagree.
Then you get to it.
No,
it doesn't come off like that at all to me.
Yeah, I think the writers of this was really trying to have this diehard serious take on it.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying with the opening sequence. It starts off so fun and cheeky, and you're like, oh, this guy's going to be a blast. And then within an hour of playing, it takes just a serious tone of itself after having such a bright and colorful opening cutscene.
Wait. Oh, you're being sarcastic. Never mind. I didn't catch on. I'm stupid. What was I going to say? I forgot now. Regarding the rankings thing, from what I read, like, the old Devil May Cry games, you got a higher rank depending on, like, how many different attacks that you used and, like, how much variety that you did, but now it's just how much damage you do. So even if you fuck up a lot, just do a lot of damage and you'll get an extra S rank.
It's
how it
really
works.
It's more like how much damage you don't take. You can keep your style meter on as long as you don't take damage.
Oh, I see.
On the bright side, the setting and overall story discarding all of the characters and their designs and dialogue actually looks pretty interesting.
Except the disco level.
I didn't see the disco level.
Orange. That's basically the best way to describe the disco level. It's orange and flashy.
Well, it's a disco level. But why orange? That's not really disco.
Orange can be disco.
Not that disco.
They basically took like disco lights and made the wall and the floor them, but instead of doing something interesting with it, they made all the disco lights orange and really bright.
They're orange, right? Was there a sort of blue fog or blue background in any
nope.
way? No.
It was just orange.
Someone teach these people color theory. Color theory is as follows. Take orange, put it next to blue. Done.
That's just a complementary color.
No, that's the entirety of color theory.
That's color theory right there.
Also, who made Zah the authority on discos?
Me. And also the fact that I listen to the Bee Gees, so fuck you.
He's literally got me there. Also, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You can't kill disco, it's 10,000 years old.
You don't look a day over 7.
Are you gonna finish that sentence?
No. So, that's all we have to say on the new Devil May Cry. If I had to give you some advice, which I do, which I feel the need to, it would be, let me think, put all your bread in the freezer. I mean, there's no real reason not to. It doesn't really taste that different when you defrost it.
Oh,
it
just right. gets really, really hot.
I forgot something, too. It looks like Project Crazy is kind of falling through.
Project what now, how?
Basically, people were, through all the DMC threads and posted on V, somebody actually came up with the idea of buying the HD collection of Devil May Cry when it launches, and the HD collection is actually selling better on Amazon.com, at least, than the actual new game.
Oh yeah, that's right. Devil May Cry isn't selling very well at all.
Which is
heard.
Coming as a surprise, how?
Well, I was expecting to be annoyed by it becoming the next big thing and spawning, like, 800 sequels and propelling Ninja Theory to, like, you know, one of the biggest cash cow developers of all time. Like,
oh,
that's what I was preparing for. But thinking about it, I don't think they've ever made a game that sold well.
No, they didn't.
The God best game that they've had that sold the best is Heavenly Sword, and even then, that was a considerable flop.
And that only sold well because it was a PlayStation 3 launch title.
Most of us put DMC as our top pick last time, so that'll screw us, probably.
You fools.
Except Sean. He put it at last, actually, so he's probably going to do pretty well.
I wasn't there last time, was I? No. So I don't get any points anyway. Never mind. Oh well.
Well, you can send them to me now. Oh wait, no, not now, I guess, because
no, not now. Now that I know that Devil May Cry sells like crap, I would probably have put that like second. Anyone else play anything? Come on, you guys play video games, right?
I've actually been playing Tokyo Jungle lately, a lot, religiously.
Tell me about Tokyo Jungle, because I keep hearing the words Tokyo and Jungle together, but I have no idea what it is.
It's basically
an amazing game.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's an arcade-ish game that's basically about survival in the wilderness. You start out as a little dog, and then you get challenges, and you need to eat and hunt and take over territories and mate, and then you get like whatchamacallit, challenges that you have to do, and unlocking those challenges gives you better stats, which makes you be able to take down bigger animals, and it's very addictive.
Pure Pomeranian on Pomeranian action.
Also, I took down a fucking tiger.
As a Pomeranian.
Fuck yeah.
Not having the Velociraptor DLC. Son, what are you doing?
I don't know. I remember the first time I played as a Pomeranian, that was the thing that destroyed me, was a group of Velociraptors just tore me and my Pomeranian gank squad apart.
Seriously, what the fuck is a group of Velociraptors doing in Neo Tokyo, is my question.
Apparently tearing my Pomeranian gank squad apart.
By Tokyo Jungle.
I would, but like, I've had a PS3 for at least 2 years now, and
all the more reason to use it, Catsman.
Yeah, but I haven't even brought it with me to university because I just never feel the need to get it out and play things on it.
Why do you own things if you're not going to play them? I mean, if it was a Vita, I would understand because you wouldn't have anything to play. But this is a PS3.
Yeah.
Similar claim could be made.
Well, no, there are games. There is, like, one game. What I really want is for the friggin' Deadly Premonition re-release to come out on PS3, because it's out in PS3 in Japan, and it's not out here. I'm so irritated.
Well, isn't it already translated?
I don't know.
I want to play it, but I got rid of my Xbox, so I would also like to see PS3 re-release.
I mean, it's a you game, isn't it, Happy Man? It is.
Yes, apparently it very much is.
I also played AE's Action, which everyone in the world apparently hates except me. Oh, The Witch's House.
Oh yeah, that's that fucking new RPG horror game, right? RPG Maker horror game.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Literally another RPG Maker horror game that is different to the RPG Maker horror games that have come before it. Carves out its own little niche.
Actually, this kind of raises an interesting point. When are we going to expect another Catsman review of indie horror games?
Actually,
on GatherYourParty.com.
Just yesterday, I was writing my next five things video game, which is about games that like invented things that we all take for granted, but for whatever reason have literally just been completely forgotten. And no one knows what they are. And there's like all these games like, oh, this game invented the first-person shooter and literally no one's heard of it. Because, you know, Wolfenstein didn't invent the first-person shooter. Not even like four games before it invented the first-person shooter. You had to go back to like 1973 or some crap. It's very interesting. It is.
Are you saying Pong was a first-person shooter?
No.
You play as the light above the table. That's what's really going on here.
Wait, what?
So you're telling me that... Wait. I'm just going to blow minds here, but you're telling me there are other games that were first before Super Mario Brothers?
No, nothing before Super Mario Brothers.
What? There was nothing before Halo. Halo was the first game.
But that's a line from the intro, is Halo invented everything.
I hate myself.
Halo invented, what was it, guns, dual-wielding guns, cars, and drivable cars, and graphics.
Oh, and video games.
And video games.
Invented graphics in video games?
Yep.
Aliens.
Video games before Halo were just sound. There are video games out there that are just sound. There are, like, video games for blind people. Have you ever played a blind person video game?
Apparently a blind person beat Ocarina of Time, so...
Yeah, but, like, that's not a special video game made for blind people.
That's not a video game made for blind people at all. They shouldn't be allowed to play that.
Well, exactly my point. They have their own video games. Why should they be playing ours?
Any text adventure, you could just voice that, and there you go. Game for blind people.
Yeah, but text adventures are boring after a while.
The only text adventure I've played is Die Dungeon Man on Homestar Runner's website. So you can go north, west, and Dennis. What do you choose?
Get ye flask.
Can I go to Starbadia?
Starbadia.
Do you guys miss Homestar Runner as much as I do?
I really do miss Homestar Runner.
Yeah, I'm sad that it's no longer a thing, really.
Apparently, it will be coming back one day, someday.
Yeah, I heard they took the big hiatus for the Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People series, which, I might add, is really, really good.
But that came out in, what, 2008? That was a while ago.
That was ages ago. That was, like, the last thing they did. But the guys behind it said that they're not giving up Homestar Runner. They're just having a big break from it.
Yeah, you go ahead.
We were just talking about text adventures. Has anyone actually played Frog Fractions here?
Okay, tell me about Frog Fractions.
Oh, good lord.
I can't without spoiling it, so all I can say is go play Frog Fractions. It's a surreal, amazing experience.
Dudsky streamed that game and it looked really funny.
You won't know what to do with yourself after you play it. Because you'll just sit there and you'll be like, I need a drink right now.
Okay, I'm playing Frog Fractions now after this podcast. It better literally be the best thing ever.
You will have a strong appreciation for it.
Almost instantaneously.
I can't, is this some sort of in-joke, or is this game actually like, does it...
I play it, and you will understand.
Just play it.
Okay.
Like, literally, I don't want to say anything other than that, because I don't want to make you spoil anything, or make you be like, oh, I already knew that was happening. Well, fun's ruined.
Has anyone here played the Hitchhiker text adventure?
No, but that sounds cool.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy had a text adventure, and it was friggin' written by Douglas Adams. It's not just like a knockoff, he wrote it. Yeah.
I thought you just meant
not one where you just play as a hitchhiker. That would be boring as fuck. You are standing by the road. Hold out thumb. No cars stop by you. Keep holding thumb. Go north. You're still by the road.
Yeah, no, I did play the Douglas Adams one.
It's finished it because I'm shit at video games. But
it's like the same as the book.
For a blind person, I would play that. Most blind person games are like, you're in, like, a first-person environment, and you run around, and you can only navigate by sound, and there's, like, sirens going off, and you don't know what the hell's going on, and you feel like you might die at some point, but you don't know why.
Tales of Games recently released a new game. They are the same people who did the Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Wait, they released a new game?
They released a new game. The Sewer Goblet, the Wu-Tang Clan, and the Wu-Tang Baby.
I thought that was already out.
It is a Wu-Tang dungeon crawler.
I have not heard of this.
Do you choose a Wu-Tang, or do you play as a party of all the Wu-Tangs?
You choose as the party of all the Wu-Tangs.
That's a lot of Wu-Tangs, though. That's a big party.
Don't forget the Wu-Tang Baby.
No. So, Frank,
yes, I thought it was mildly interesting.
Having played that game, can you tell me what is the Wu-Tang secret?
I don't think I've played it. I'm just excited for it, that it came out.
Funk will never reveal the Wu-Tang secret. Please talk about the game. I just want to talk about a game. I played Hotline Miami. It was pretty fun. Now go ahead with the news.
Great-ass game.
I really want to try Hotline Miami.
Give me
really fun game, and they're coming out with an expansion for it soon, apparently, so it'll be good.
Yes, awesome.
Cactus is such a cool dude. He is such a cool dude. And I liked him before he was cool. Okay, hipsterism over. So, Valve have announced that they're making a console, and it's going to be called the Steam Box.
Not the GabeCube, which is disappointing.
GabeCube. I would have loved that. Not a lot is known right now. It looks like, there's going to be, like, multiple Steam Boxes put out by multiple hardware vendors, so it'll be a bit like Android, It'll run some kind of Linux, much like Android. It'll be an open platform, meaning that like anyone can release anything for it, and they don't have to get Valve's permission to put it on there. Yeah, it looks interesting. What are your thoughts and feelings? Will you buy one? Do you think it'll change video games forever? Are you annoyed at Gabe N for betraying the PC master race? You know, what are your thoughts?
I don't have a good computer, and I'm kind of poor, so this actually looks like a strong alternative to buying and putting together my own computer. However, I have no idea what the price is, so that's my two cents.
Apparently there's going to be lots of different priced ones, so one's going to be like super duper cheap and one's going to be like somewhat expensive, not sure.
I don't know if I'll get one because I have a decent computer, but I'm not against the idea. It does seem kind of
redundant for someone to have who already has a decent computer to buy a Steam box.
Yeah, I have a good computer myself and I don't see myself buying one unless someone makes a lot of original things for it and only it, kind of like, I feel like it's just trying to do what the Ouya is trying to do.
I disagree with that. I mean, the Ouya is just trying to ruin video games forever by being not very powerful and based on Android, apparently. I don't know.
It's just a mix of opinions. It's what are they going to do with it is the thing that I'm more worried about. I'm not caring about the hardware. I'm not caring about
Gabe. My PC master race.
Don't care about that. I just want to know how it's going to play out and what people are going to do with it.
Well, most of them are going to run Linux because it's cheaper to license, and Valve really like Linux these days. So basically, I think the idea is it won't really have exclusives. Anything that goes on Linux will probably go on the Steam box, and anything that goes on the Steam box will probably go on Linux.
Yeah, I was under the impression that it was just a computer. In a mug. Would they be making exclusives for it?
Catsman just said it was open source, so you never know.
I literally have no idea.
Yeah, because there's just very little info about it. I expect it'll... I assume it'll be geared towards people who don't have very good computers, like Mac players, so they can play games.
Mac players? People with Macs don't play video games.
Well, Mac... People with Steam on Mac, I don't know.
People don't have Steam on Mac.
I think generally it's for people who might want to try the sort of whole PC gaming thing of, hey, you can have mods. Hey, there's Steam sales. You get cheap games. But without the whole hassle of having to build their own PC in order to get one for a decent amount of money. Because that is a big thing for some people. It's that like they don't know how to build a PC. And they don't want to buy pre-built because they know how incredibly expensive they are.
I know there's also like people who feel that they can't really relax when playing on a PC as opposed to a couch, which I understand.
I don't really understand that, but I am appreciating Steam's big picture mode. But right now, I don't have a couch to try it out with.
No, I don't. Like I'm way more into a game on the PC than when I'm playing on the console. But you know, I understand why people would feel the opposite.
I guess it's all just a bit of personal preference, really.
No, it isn't. One thing is objectively better than another, and if you disagree, you're literally objectively wrong. Don't you understand how the internet works, honestly?
So, just shut the hell up.
Does anyone here follow Pokemon? Happy Man, you follow Pokemon, don't you?
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Pokemon! I thought you was talking about something else.
Pokeskimon. Pokemon. Digimon.
Pokemon is the name for it.
Pokemon.
I greatly enjoy Pokemon. Wouldn't say like following, because, you know.
I would go through the term and say that I religiously play it. In fact, I've been playing Pokemon Stadium for past 2 weeks, religiously.
So what's your opinion on the new Pokemon games that Nintendo announced that are slightly 3D?
It looks alright, although I wish I'm going to voice a lot of, you know, the same complaint as a lot of people have, I guess, and I wish they'd used 3D models as opposed to just 2D sprites on a 3D environment.
They've used 2D sprites on a 3D plane?
Well, in the overworld, at least. The 3D models, in the battle scenes, it's 3D models, which is pretty good, but...
If I may voice an issue, and hear me out on this, it kind of looks like, and just bear with me, rehashed bullshit.
Now, see, my biggest complaint with it is the entire game entirely looks like ass. from what we've seen, it looks like pure, unadulterated ass. It's 2013 and on the 3DS. There's no reason for it to even look like that. When Nintendo has proven several times that they can do much better graphics for any series. And yeah, Pokemon, but I honestly think that they should keep the 3D on the console versions of the games.
Oh no, they actually are 3D models even in the overworld. I'm stupid. They still don't look that good, though.
No, that, you're right that they don't look that good. I mean, the thing you have to remember is that this is Creatures Inc., and nobody at Creatures Inc. can program. If I remember right, Creatures Inc. is what Ape Inc. became after they made Earthbound, and the reason that Mother 3 was delayed like 8 years or whatever is simply because they couldn't make a 3D game. This is the first time they've done anything in 3D since that time.
I don't know. I just feel like they should have done the WarioWare Truck It or WarioWare Shake It thing.
Where they just hand draw. You've got Euro Truck Simulator.
I've got Euro Truck Simulator.
WarioWare Truck It. A game where you play as Wario trucking around Diamond City, or whatever it's called.
I would play it.
Shaking people down for money.
Yeah, trying to get as much treasure as possible in your truck.
But yeah, they should have just gone with a hand-drawn thing that WarioWare, or Wario Land Shake It had.
Hand-drawn
it was
Pokemon,
a very nice,
shit.
Beautiful thing, and there's no reason to really replace it.
I mean, I do kind of lament, like, now that Pokemon's 3D, and now that Phoenix Wright's 3D now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, like, yeah. Aside from indie games now, that's how it's going to be, isn't it? There's going to be very few to no mainstream sprite-based games coming out.
Except Kingdom Fighters.
And indie games.
Yeah, well, indie games will always have sprites, but
I don't know. 2D games should still be around. Maybe not with just sprites. I just love what Wario Land Shake It did with its graphics. It was 2D, it was entirely hand-drawn, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, sort of hand-drawn animation cells. That was good. And that was by the same people who went on to do Kirby's Epic Yarn, which also looked very nice.
Imagine Pokemon drawn like Bastion. Holy shit, that'd be great.
You see, there you go. Bastion was sort of top-down and isometric, and that looked brilliant. And I bet that wouldn't have stretched Ape Inc. to make something that looked like that. And everyone would have been happy. Well, not everyone. Someone would have complained somewhere, but lots of people would have been happy. I might have played it if it had a Bastion narrator.
Pokemon with Bastion narrator, holy shit.
Speaking of Bastion narrator, he recently got added to Dota 2.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, you can buy a Bastion announcer in Dota 2.
What do you mean you can buy a Bastion announcer?
The announcer for the default announcer can be replaced with the Bastion announcer.
Oh, right. Now, that's pretty sick. If I didn't have a soul, I would log into Dota 2 and buy that, but I do.
How much is that worth, then?
No one's going to argue that with me. Okay, people who play Dota don't have souls.
Was that what you were arguing? People who play Dota? Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'm not on Gather Your Party where I could just sit and insult Dota 2 and everyone goes, no, you're wrong.
I don't feel like insulting you. Because I mostly don't give a damn.
I don't know, this is usually when I think you're supposed to follow up and say, if you disagree with Catsman, please post your rebuttal in the comments section of GatherYourParty.com.
Please post your rebuttal in the comments section of Gather Your Party, and I'll be rude to you, even though I haven't ever played Dota and have only ever seen it streamed.
I've played
once, and everybody got incredibly mad.
I've played a good 500 hours, and I can tell... You all. It's a great game, and if you play for more than 4 hours, you'll hate yourself, so yeah.
Did it steal your soul?
Yeah, I dithered away into nothingness.
Oh. Dithered.
That is very sad. And on that bombshell, would you like to know that Sony settled finally with Kev Butler's actor? He's now not allowed to appear in game adverts for 2 years.
Like game adverts
America.
In general?
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
Why is that?
Because he was in an advert for tires, in which the promotion was that they gave away a free Nintendo Wii. And Sony were like, hey, you can't use Kevin Butler to advertise Nintendo Wii, failing to realize that A, they weren't using Kevin Butler, they were using Jerry Lambert, the actor who plays Kevin Butler, and B, they weren't advertising video games. They were, in fact, advertising tires.
But they have his likeness playing another video game. And thus you can see
they why don't it's own like Jerry Lambert's face.
They damn technically it, did in his they contract.
Now. And now he's not allowed to appear in game advert. That was just a little follow-up to the thing that we were complaining about a few months ago. Barack has called for government-funded game violence research. According to Reuters, Barack is expected to ask the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to use $10 million in Congress money to study the root cause of gun violence, including whether violent video games and other media have an effect. So, Joe reportedly met with game industry representatives about a week ago. Gentlemen, do you think that actual, genuine scientific research is going to put these claims of video game violence to rest finally, or do you think that Barack is just wasting taxpayer money on useless piffle?
Useless piffle.
Yeah,
useless piffle.
I don't know that we're going to find out more than we already know. Just
we've talked about video games making kids violent many, many times before.
Why can't they put money in studying how often being a useless bitch to your kids or a useless mother affects them? Because
because this $10 million is going towards all of that. I mean, video games are a small part of it, but I'm sure they'll be looking at stuff like exposure to guns in childhood, being brought up to believe it's okay to have guns in your house, that sort of thing.
The problem with it is because Barack Obama doesn't want to blame the person, okay? He wants to blame things. He doesn't want to blame people. He's like, I'm not saying you're a bad person. It's this thing that you're playing that's making you a bad person.
Exactly. He wants to avoid saying you're a bad person, when in fact, most people are bad people.
None of you are bad people?
Oh, I'm
no,
a bad person.
Glorious, shiny examples of human society.
I pay my taxes. I don't know about you European people, but
we don't pay taxes in Europe.
I'm moving to Europe. To be fair, I think most Americans will be saying that in the following years, so buckle up.
I'm just glad I live close to Canada.
Please don't come here, please.
Sean, who did I think about going to Sweden? All the Arabs live there now, so.
Yeah,
sure. I'm going to Canada.
Oh, yeah, Canada.
How much did you pay for your school again, sir?
Lots and lots of money that I
you know how much I paid for my school?
Of... None, because it's locally funded by your government.
Fuck yeah.
See, that's because your government cares about education. But
and you.
Education slightly. Is important.
Actually, I will say, what is your major that you're taking?
Nothing right now.
Okay, was it just like liberal studies then? Like just general information or what?
Well, our school system is a little different than yours. I mean, when you quit, you go from grades 1 to 9, and then when, like, after that, you can choose the direction you want and what you want to study.
Yeah,
I went with waitering.
We choose majors and minors in high school.
Mm-hmm. So what was your major?
Waitering.
Like at the Olive Garden?
No, not like at the Olive Garden. Shawnee works for a good restaurant.
No, I don't. I don't work at all.
The only reason I feel like I'm paying is simply because my school is considered a trade school, so I don't know how that would work, but it'd probably be covered by your government anyway, so.
I know what a trade school is.
Pretty much a school that doesn't really contribute, well, that's academia says, doesn't contribute to major advances in society, such as a scientific field. So,
it just
such
teaches
as my,
people.
Yeah, it just teaches, like how I'm an animation major, okay? It's like, oh, what do you do? I'm an animation major. Oh, that's, where'd you go to school? Oh, a trade school, essentially, the Art Institute. It's like, okay, so they're just teaching you skills that is for a general trade. I guess so. Not many people know how to do it, but yes, it's a trade.
Are you going to be the next Disney?
Oh, fuck no. I hope Disney...
But then you could be cryogenically frozen.
No, I wouldn't be cryogenically frozen. It would be Disney, then Disney's son, and then Disney's son's son, and then... Why are we on this topic?
But then you could produce a really not faithful adaptation of The Jungle Book.
Yes,
to be fair,
I would
grit that shit up, turn Mowgli into a prepubescent teenage white boy with angsty problems and big guns.
And he says
dark
fuck
hair.
You all the time.
And
dark,
he says,
dark
fuck,
hair.
Fuck you.
Fuck
and then,
you.
When he gets angry, his hair turns white.
I'd watch it.
It sounds like a good reboot of the series.
Just the sort of thing that I think needs a reboot. It needs to go. You know, you need to go back and be like, I'm George Lucas, this is Return of the Jedi, and this is a CGI dancing alien sequence that lasts for 3 minutes. Enjoy.
Yeah, why did they have that in there?
Because why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly. Don't you like CGI dancing aliens, Shawnee?
No, not really.
Didn't you like the part when the hand puppet came up and yelled at you?
No, I did not.
They made a whole video game out of it. How can you not love it?
Also, speaking of Star Wars and video games, have you guys recently heard the news?
Star Wars is a video game?
The Old Republic is adding some new DLC. In which you can only have gay relationships.
Yes,
the gay planet.
And you have to pay for this planet, too.
I
so
feel offended by this, but I just can't stop laughing at it.
It went from pay to play to pay to win
to pay to gay.
Did I steal your joke? Was that the joke we were going to make?
That was the joke I was going to make.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's a gay.
So is this like a social experiment they're running? It's like how many people will pay for a gay planet and gay relationships?
Well, maybe it's just they noticed that the game wasn't gay enough and that's why it wasn't selling.
Sean, you're gay. Would you pay to have a gay planet?
Fuck no.
What, your own gay planet? Are you kidding?
Yeah, what if you
I would love my own gay planet.
What if you could be king of gay planets?
I have my own straight planet. I want a whole straight planet just dedicated to being straight.
I'm pretty
that
sure that's
like
called all of
planet.
The other planets.
No gays allowed.
Bum, 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 bum.
Go back to planet gay, you homo.
Oh, God.
Would you call that a part gayed?
Oh man!
See the difference between that.
By this.
I would rather have hard gay than planet gay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think everyone would. What about planet hard to gay?
I don't know if that could work. Everybody there would be too happy.
In all fairness, I think BioWare is probably quite racist for not allowing gay people in the Old Republic before this.
Racist.
I don't know. This borders on offensive. Stupid, and what the fuck are you doing, BioWare, all at the same time.
It doesn't border on that. It is all of that. It's a planet for gay people.
So let me get this right. You aren't actually allowed to have gay relationships unless you're on this planet.
Yes, that is exactly right.
So basically, at BioWare was like, so we've programmed gay relationships into the game now. And they're like, oh, that's cool. But we can't just give this to people who are, like, playing the free-to-play one, because surely you should have to... If we made it so that you had to pay to be gay, then everyone would pay. And they're like, yes, great idea. Let's make it so you have to pay. And they put it on its own paywall planet. And no one at any point saw a problem with this.
So what they did was just segregate the gay population.
Yeah, they segregated the gay population and made them pay extra at that.
BioWare is literally worse than Hitler.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop there. I don't think that's right.
No, I don't think that's right either.
They're about on the same level as white people in the 1960s.
I pulled up an article about this, and the expression is called Rise of the Hutt Cartel, but because of the, you know, shit we were talking about earlier, I read Rise of the Butt Cartel, which actually didn't make much sense.
Oh, god damn you.
Rise of the Butt Cartel, that should be a game all on its own.
Cats, man, we're starting a Kickstarter so you can make Rise of the Butt Cartel.
No, if you saw the games that I'd made when I was 11 years old, then you would not let me do that.
I'm pretty sure we were about to, aren't we?
Oh, true, yeah, you will at some point. But, interestingly, right, this was a topic of dispute on the Gavio Party internal forums. Some people didn't like Matt's excellent article entitled The Old Republic Goes Pay to Gay.
I love that article, by the way. It was a wonderful read.
I love that article as well. Some people said we weren't taking the news seriously enough. You can't have fun with BioWare's gay planets, then you can't have fun at all. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just some news you just can't be serious with, and this is just one of those news that you're going to sit, you're going to read, and you're going to fucking laugh at it.
It's just gay planet every single time. I just can't stop laughing.
So there's this Chinese fella, right? His name's Mr. Feng, and he has this son called, I think that's Zhao Feng. And this Zhaofeng fella has been preoccupied with video games. And especially his son had poor grades in school and he couldn't hold down a job. And all Zhaofeng did was play video games. So Zhaofeng's dad was frustrated. And here's what Feng's dad did. He hired assassins. He hired assassins in all the massively multiplayer online RPGs that his son played. Oh, he hired these assassins to grind to a higher level than his son and then to repeatedly kill him. And eventually, they actually got Zhao to give up. And so now he's a perfectly functioning member of society.
Wait, were those
is an amazing story.
Were those actual hitmen or just people he hired to, you know, be hitmen online?
Actual hitmen.
He hired actual
Wait, really?
To grind in games.
No,
really?
He didn't hire actual hitmen. No, he hired virtual hitmen.
Because
hey, Mr. Hitman, do you play World of Warcraft at all? Because I need a favor. No.
Actually.
No, he didn't do that. He hired, I think it was like, just like random kids to be virtual assassins.
I have a new assignment for you, 47. There's a Chinese lad whose father paid us a handsome sum of money that wants you to assassinate his son over and over again in the online game World of Warcraft.
But please don't assassinate him for real.
It sounds like an episode of some cartoon.
This is something that I would watch in South Park, honestly.
Yeah.
Protagonist kid's dad gets fed up with him playing so many video games, so he hires the neighborhood bullies to to gank him in video game. Like an episode of a cartoon.
It's such a stupid way to solve the problem. Like, why not just say, hey, get a job, or hey, we need to talk, or hey, this is an intervention. Why hire people? That's such a waste of money, aside from anything else.
But it got the job done.
It did get the job done.
It proves that money can solve everything.
Money can buy you a woman's night. Money can buy you a assassin in an online video game.
Zhao said to his father that I can play or I cannot play. It doesn't bother me. I'm not looking for any job. I want to take some time to find one that suits me.
Gold farming.
There's one thing I have to ask now, and is being a virtual hitman a viable career choice nowadays?
Yes.
I know what I'm doing with my life.
Dude, being a virtual hitman would be a terrible job.
What are you talking about? That's going to be like the greatest shit. You get to wear all this fancy armor. You get to make someone's life a living hell. You're going to be like king of the mountain.
But what if on the off chance that the guy you're trying to assassinate is better at the
game
than you?
A real hitman, and he comes
then
to kill you in real life.
More than him.
What if it's a game you can't grind?
Yeah, multi-box. What if it's Quake 3?
Shit. And I'll have to start playing Quake religiously again. I thought that point of my life was over. Quake's never over.
If anyone here likes Earthbound, then you should be happy right now, because apparently it's getting re-released.
Where?
Source?
Shiggy Itoi's tweets. He says something Earthbound related is in the works, but it's not a new Mother game. So,
all right, that.
That's a pretty strong suggestion that, at the very least, it needs a virtual console. I mean, I would shit 100 golden bricks if they announced that Mother 3 was coming to the United States and Europe, but I very much doubt they will.
It's too late for that, I think.
Copyright infringement's out the ass nowadays. If it's getting a re-release, then they're changing a lot of things.
How are you going to deal with the Johnny B. Goode situation?
The what situation?
When you beat the crime boss in the first city, his battle theme is Johnny B. Goode, and that's a licensing issue. That's part of why he couldn't release it on Virtual Console, apparently.
Yeah, there's just tons of copyright infringements and licensing issues with it.
But
they
re-released it on Game Boy Advance in Japan in sort of 2005 already.
What was that guy's name? Do you remember?
That was what?
The crime boss's name in Earthbound. It was S something. Hold on.
Wasn't it Frank?
Oh yeah, Frank Fly. That was it. Problem solved. Carry on.
But I don't see, like, surely if there were copyright issues, they wouldn't have been able to re-release it in 2005.
Well, see, the Japanese version had a lot different jokes due to different localization team working on the US version. A lot of shit got changed for localization.
Yeah, but they didn't change the music. I don't buy this localization story. I mean, this copyright story at all. I think Nintendo just hate all their fans.
The game sold really poorly, so it's
probably that too, I think.
Yeah, but it's not like it takes a huge amount of manpower to put the ROM on the Virtual Console.
I just don't know. Maybe they're assholes.
Definitely assholes. You know, before Tomato was about to release the day before he was releasing his Mother 3 translation, he got like an email from the Miyamoto's personal advisor who told him not to release it and that he'd get sued out the arse. Like, really? They waited until a day before he was due to release to do that? Like, what a bunch of fucking jerks. Hate them all.
Maybe they just ran out of their supply of Mountain Dew and Doritos.
You can run out?
Only
That's
if
scary
you're not
to
getting
think
a
about.
Steady... Not if you don't have a steady supply from other game magazines and whatnot.
These Doritos are my flesh. Please eat from it. This Mountain Dew is my blood. Please drink from it.
I think you eat like a noob, Happy Man. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, God.
So, let's talk about Project Shield. Have you heard of Project Shield?
Does it involve Marvel and Disney?
Shield helicarrier.
It involves Nvidia, and they've made their own console, and it's a fucking brick-shaped Xbox controller-type thing with a horrible-looking D-pad with a little screen stuck on it.
So what you're telling me is I can be uncomfortable while my hands are lighting on fire.
No, no. Well, yeah, that's pretty much what he's saying. But it would be a very interesting conversation piece. Oh, why do you have bandages on your hands? I was just holding golden coal for 5 hours.
So I've posted a picture in the chat. So I'm going to describe it to you now. Working from the bottom up, Nvidia logo, horrible, unergonomic-looking hand grip, weird little nubs for... And then you've got a shitey-looking D-pad, some buttons. Then you've got 5 weird buttons in the middle. And then you've got a hinge. And then you've got what looks like the screen to one of those little portable DVD players. Just sort of like duct-taped onto the top, almost.
Now, this thing is supposed to be portable, right?
It doesn't help that it's about the size of a breeze block.
Yeah, this is supposed to be portable. I can't get over this fact.
I need somebody to hold it to actually get the size of this whole thing.
It is hilarious. Just looking at it, it's the controller that is about the size of an Xbox controller.
This reminds me of when Sony tried to create their own original design for a controller. This is what this honestly reminds me of. Fucking awful, ugly-ass boomerang.
And it kind of reminds me of the Virtual Boy.
Oh, well, that's a good sign.
Does it only come in red and black?
So this is Nvidia. It has Nvidia Tegra graphics in it, and it runs Android, because everyone knows that Android has loads of games on it and totally isn't a phone OS.
So how much is this going for here?
Well, it's Nvidia, so probably about twice as much as it's worth. We don't actually know yet, I don't think. If anyone does know, then I'm wrong and an idiot, but I don't think they've announced a price. And I think this is just a prototype, and if it is actually released, it'll look a lot less shit.
It's Nvidia.
Maybe this is the start of the video game crash, because a lot of people are just making their old consoles all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's a bajillion weird little Android consoles coming out, and then there's the Steam Box, and then there's another one, and I can't remember what it is.
Also Origin, Uplay, which technically count as platforms, I guess.
Yeah, but not really.
No, because they run inside Steam. Well, you played us, not Origin, but still. They're shit, yeah, though. Nobody uses them.
Most of them run inside Steam. No one's going to buy their games directly from Ubisoft.
I really hate having to deal with Uplay.
I don't have to deal with Uplay because, as you can probably tell from the What Have You Been Playing section, I only play obscure indie games.
Hipster!
What have you been playing from Ubisoft?
I bought... Anno 2070. I didn't really like it.
Oh. That's okay, because the game hates you. You can only install it on 3 computers.
Oh, yeah, Ubisoft DRM.
Oh, that is really awful. I don't like that.
So, THQ is being broken into pieces and sold.
That breaks my heart.
Okay, no, I have one thing. I have one concern. I hope that whoever buys the WWE games doesn't actually try to make, like, the marketable games and try to, like, change them a lot, because I will miss Video Rumbles.
I hope that Relic isn't sold to EA Games, because...
Yeah. Enjoy your EA-based... Enjoy your EA-published Dawn of War games from now on.
I will slap you. Don't even start that shit.
It's happening, man.
It's not happening.
EA already listed as a potential buyer.
Quiet. That doesn't mean they should buy it. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Isn't it different franchises are up for auction and not like everything?
Well, they're selling off piece by piece. No, there's not going to be one company that just buys the entire thing.
Actually, now that I think about it, I think since Game Workshop owns the rights, they can refuse EA and Relic if they're bought by EA to use Warhammer. Yeah. So we may actually luck out.
Well, that's if Games Workshop know what EA are like and know that EA will run it into the ground.
And if Game Workshop really, really hates money all of a sudden, which is just bullshit.
Yeah, they like money.
I'm okay with someone else getting the Dawn of War games, because Dawn of War 2, compared to the first one, is just awful.
But have you played that co-op mode?
But I don't like squad-based tactics games when I could be playing real-time strategy games.
It was really unresponsive. Yeah, I did play co-op, and it was just really, really painful.
I love the hell out of that co-op mode.
So, is anything else that THQ... They own Saints Row, but I wouldn't really miss Saints Row if it dropped off the face of the planet.
Darksiders.
They own Darksiders, which is just some game trying to be Legend of Zelda, but with shit character designs.
They have Company of Heroes.
They have Company of Heroes, which I haven't played yet, actually. I probably should. They have the Metro series. Now, yeah. Imagine if EA got a hold of that.
Cover-based shooting at its best.
It would be a cover-based shooter with an obligatory online multiplayer mode. Ooh.
Let's see here.
They have a lot of licensed games. They have South Park. That's right, of course.
But that's more or less just the one game.
Is South Park The Stick of Truth ever going to come out now? Because the studio that's making it is running into massive money troubles, and now the publisher that owns the studio that's making it is also running into massive money troubles.
It says March 5th. And this is on Steam, so March 5th.
I guess we'll find out.
They also got the Red Faction, apparently.
But Red Faction's basically dead by now, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
It may as well be. They haven't done anything really productive with the series since Red Faction 2.
So, in the next story, I'm going to be talking about the NRA. Or at least I would be talking about the NRA, but Business Insider has stuck me in a massive redirect loop. So, for the time being... does anyone know about this NRA press conference in which they announced that video games were the cause of gun violence? Or video games and Hollywood movies were the cause of gun violence?
No, I didn't see anything.
That's what they said.
I heard that I think it was this press conference when they were talking about that the very same day they released their own video game.
They released their own video game about shooting targets. You don't shoot people, I don't think.
I feel like it's the 90s again, and not in the good way either.
Implying there's a good way.
The best
only 90s kids will remember.
The best and simultaneously worst thing.
Feel free to slap me at any time here.
I ever heard was when the NRA had a conference about there should be more guns, and at the same time, someone was going around like Florida shooting people. So
what?
Yep, happened at the exact same time.
That's crazy. I mean, being a sort of UK person, I don't really think I'm qualified to talk about my opinion on whether people should have guns, because you already know it. Is there anyone here who advocates people having firearms and using them responsibly, or...?
Well, it depends. It depends on the firearm, honestly.
I mean, I think here in the UK you can legally own guns, but stuff like background checks are more extensive and getting licenses is more difficult. And generally, it's only old, rich people who have guns, and they use them to shoot pheasants.
In Sweden, I think you need to be either a hunter or have been a member of like a shooting range organization for a year or so, or more, I think, than a year, actually. which seems fine.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Living in two states across the country, living in New Jersey, there is an extensive background check. They test you if you have a mental illness of any kind, including ADD, ADHD, whatever. New Jersey literally checks for everything, and then there's like a 6-month waiting period for that license to get the firearm. And then there's the actual firearm itself has to go through extensive checks. Here in Arizona, however, I can walk into a store right now and buy an AK-47 if I wanted to.
We live in a disappointing world full of terrible, terrible people. Let's talk about video games.
So I was playing Sniper Elite the other day, and I headshotted this guy, and then like I
it made you want to go out and kill someone.
Was it a 360 no scope?
Oh my god, 360 no scope, and it zoomed in, shot off the guy, shot both of the dude's testicles right off, exploded.
Noise.
Boom.
Noise.
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 Noise. Fucking shot.
I was watching the E3 trailer for The Last of Us, and when the guy shoots the other guy in the face, everybody clapped, and so did I.
That's because it was a good trailer, not because the violence, because the violence is quite disturbing in that.
Nice.
So speaking of games, yeah. I'm excited for JoJo's All-Star Battle.
Is that like a...
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that like a food or something?
It is a fighting game based off the popular manga JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
So, manga, that's like a Asian dish, right? I can eat it?
Yes, it's made with oranges and chicken.
Alright.
But yeah, comes out in March. No US release date set. Anybody else have pre-orders?
It's been confirmed for Europe, I read.
It's been confirmed for Europe, but no release date, so I'm not getting my hopes up.
Why Europe?
It's confirmed for US too, but with no release date, I just don't see a reason to really get excited.
What else is going on?
Well, I don't really care that some town in Connecticut said they were going to burn video games and then didn't. All the news stories are basically about video game violence right now, but that's kind of a played out topic.
I have some news stories that aren't, however.
Oh? Then I think Happy Man should read a few news stories.
Whoa!
Beware of fake DMC Devil May Cry reviews, says Ninja Fury. Ninja Fury has warned fans to beware of fake reviews of their soon-to-be-released multi-platform game, DMC Devil May Cry. This was written before it came out, obviously. On their personal Twitter account, Ninja Fury wrote that some fake reviews of DMC Devil May Cry with bad score has arrived on the internet, despite the reviewers never having played it. Happy that no genuine review has been under 89% so far, the developer posted on Twitter. It was later revealed that tweet referred to some reviews where the writer hasn't received the review code and not even played the game. It happens. The developer further added, genuine review equals one where the reviewer has actually played the game. Sometimes people make up reviews without actually playing the game, the developer added.
Classy, Ninja Theory.
Yeah.
Very classy. Anyone who doesn't like our game, yeah, your review was a fake review. And you were having fake not fun due to the artificial easiness.
I have another thing to add. Ninja Theory pretty much proving that the reviews are paid off by posting on Twitter to official Xbox 360 Mag. They mentioned them and thanked them for their warm review, and the magazine responded, "Thanks for the mention, but our DMC review hasn't actually come out yet. Are you confusing us with someone else?" And then your peer says, "Sorry, big apologies. Oh, I got some misinformation. Tweet deleted." So,
No.
That's good.
How to fuck up.
Remember when we used to talk about Bioware all the time? Now it's just Ninja Theory. They're the new Bioware.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to shut up. We talked about Bioware as well this time, but hopefully now that DMC is out and that no one particularly likes it an awful lot. I mean, all the review outlets do, but they'll like anything.
I was awaiting the release just so people would shut up about it. But then some really good stuff came up around release, so I was kind of happy anyway. Visceral, Dead Space 3 is going to deliver a Quad A gaming experience.
Quad A? So they're expanding from AAA to Quad A?
This is from an interview with the executive producer of Dead Space 3, Steve Papotsis. He's saying, "We want to excel. we want to deliver a game that's quad A. That's beyond what we've done before. A lot of people say triple A, and that's become kind of the norm with all the triple A, big triple A games, yada yada. No, we want to go beyond triple A. We want to push to the next level. We've taken up saying just quad A all day.
Fuck. He's the video game equivalent of fucking Spinal Tap. This one goes up to 11. Up to Jesus Christ. Does he even understand what he's saying? AAA is just this useless buzzword, and he's like, oh, well, if I add another A to it, that means the game's even more quality, better with Kinect, Mountain Dew, and Doritos buying out.
I kind of hope that he just opens the floodgates and all the developers starting, like, one-upping each other on how many A's they can have in their game. Like, yeah, well, this game is octuple A.
We're decking A's.
I think that's pretty funny. This guy is an executive producer.
I don't even know what that means.
No, well.
It means that he gave them money. Lots and lots of money.
Is this like The Producers, or is Dead Space 3 Springtime for Hitler?
I don't know.
This guy needs a serious lobotomy right now.
But,
yeah, not just any lobotomy, not a casual lobotomy.
Not a casual lobotomy either. Don't just like, take this bit out. We're talking serious lobotomy. We're talking find the part of his brain that was responsible for that and remove it.
We want to go beyond. We want to create a quad A lobotomy.
Well, someone better tell. Oh, dear.
Sony patents pre-owned games block. Technology tags games that have been used in different consoles. The patent, originally spotted by NeoGAF, describes NFC-style technology that tags individual game copies with information, such as whether they've been previously tied to different consoles or user accounts. The system checks with the tag before playing the game, and potentially could block playback of titles that have been purchased secondhand. The filing lines up with previous PS4 rumors claiming that Sony's next console will lock out pre-owned and used games.
So they went from playing old games to having to rebuy old games to now locking you out of old games.
Yeah. There's no guarantee that anything is coming out of this, you know. A lot of stupid patents have been made.
Yeah, lots of stupid patents get filed all the time. But this is Sony we're talking about, so they might be stupid enough. You never know.
Yeah. The patent reads, according to the present embodiment, Realized is the electronic content processing system that reliably restricts the use of electronic content dealt in the second-hand markets. As a result, the dealing of electronic content in the second-hand market is suppressed, which in turn supports the redistribution of part of proceeds from sales of the electronic content to the developers.
Okay, my next question is, did Sony steal this patent?
I don't know. There's nothing else that's like that yet, I think.
I mean, I don't really see the problem with this, because, I mean, like, imagine, right, if when you bought a car, right, that car became yours, and then when you didn't want it anymore, you could just, like, sell it to someone else who already had a car, who didn't have a car. Like, if things are like that, then, like, no new cars would be made, and just people would just sell, like, the cars that they had already, and, like, the whole car industry would collapse. So, props to Sony for inventing this technology that will surely save the video game industry forever.
Yeah. Secondhand sales is like a part of like all industries, pretty much, especially entertainment industries. Especially,
don't you mean it killed all industries? Like home taping killed music. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah, same thing.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Well, I don't listen to music anymore.
The video game industry is the only one that's like juvenile enough to think, nope, we're gonna disallow this now.
Happy man. You wouldn't drink a car out of the sink.
What?
The saying goes, you wouldn't download a car.
No,
it doesn't.
Catsman's
and with
going
my new 3D printer,
you.
I'm already on it.
Oh, yeah, that's a point, yeah. And that is a legit concern people have about 3D printers, actually. That people just can't buy 3D printers.
Cars ever being a concern?
Yes. If I could download a car, I would. And when I can, I will. And I won't use it, either. Like, everything else I download, I'll just, like, have it.
Put it as display as, like, a model in your house. First downloaded car ever.
So, my last story of the day, because Catsman brought up the other two I had. You all saw the Dead Island Riptide thing, right?
Yeah.
Well,
is that the dismembered body?
Yes, it is. Yes. So the zombie bait edition of Dead Island 2, Riptide, which is the, you know, which is a special edition, has a huge bust of
a bust.
Yes, a bust of a like dismembered woman with a bikini on, with like protruding ribs and super bloody. And it's referred to as a striking conversation piece by the game's publisher, Deep Silver.
That is a conversation piece. Isn't it is. It? I mean, imagine if you walked in and some guy had that in on their mantelpiece, you'd be like, "So, I heard you were a bit weird."
Yeah, and only a psychopath would put this in their house. I don't know why anyone would buy this.
I don't know why anyone would want it. I'm not attacking their ability to sell it, because I definitely think they should be allowed to sell it. But
oh yeah, I mean, I don't
who,
care,
who, who's going to buy it?
Someone who really likes zombies.
It's just,
someone who likes zombies enough to buy a horrible game.
It's not even zombies. It's just a bust with boobs and protruding ribs.
Well, honestly, I hate to pull this card. And you guys have no idea how badly I hate to pull this card, but this actually does seem a little sexist.
I don't know about sexist. It could have been a male torso. Like, the gender of the torso doesn't really matter.
It doesn't seem sexist so much as it's just disgusting, because it is just...
It's just like, tasteless.
It's just like, yeah, tasteless, it's sexist. I mean, like, seriously, it just, I don't know, it just does not seem appropriate.
I don't see the point of it. It doesn't have a niche. People buy little anime figures with boobs on them so that they can masturbate all over them, but I can't see anyone doing that with this.
There's two things about the like promotion picture. First off, hand painted figurine. So some guy in Vietnam is living the most miserable life ever, and like working in some factory or something. And I was like, you have to paint these. You have to paint blood on tits. Now this is your job. Second of all, warning: includes content that may cause offense. No shit. It's like a warning on the promotion picture that says that.
It costs £99.99.
Like, who would read that and go, "Oh, I see. This is supposed to be offensive. I didn't realize. It's perfectly fine to me." Actually, that's probably what a person who would buy this would think.
Okay, this is a stupid item, and I hate it.
Yeah, they actually apologized though, which I was gonna talk about. We deeply apologize for any offense caused by the Dead Island Riptide Zombie Bait Edition, the collector's edition announced for Europe and Australia. Like many gaming companies, Deep Silver has many offices in different countries, which is why sometimes different versions of collector's editions came into being for North America, Europe, Australia, and Asia. For the limited run of the Zombie Bait Edition, a decision was made to include a gruesome statue of a zombie torso, which was cut up like many of our fans had done to the undead enemies in the original Dead Island. We sincerely regret this choice, yada yada. Just like to add too, you know the first Dead Island, all the like the trailer, and everyone thought it was really good, and that brought up a lot of buzz for the game. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they couldn't do that again, because they just made this to bring up buzz for the game now. And it kind of worked, because I had no idea this game was coming out until I saw this. So
yeah,
that's probably part of the intent, actually.
Yeah, I mean, all publicity is good publicity. Remember that.
Yeah.
Also, if you actually like, if you are watching a trailer and you notice it's a CG trailer and you don't immediately turn it off, then you're a fucking idiot. Someone, please have an argument with me.
Who do you voodoo, bitch?
Okay, well,
who do? Oh my god. You voodoo bitch. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. That was great.
All I want to know is, how is there even a second Dead Island? Like,
yeah.
The first one was very mediocre and bad.
But
and
people
I tried
got
giving it a
into
chance
buying
and just,
it because of the lovely CG trailer.
Just how is there a second? Why so is there a demand for a second? Especially after just how little time there was between the games.
So is this an actual sequel to the game?
Yes.
It looks like a bit of a sort of semi-expansion type thing. I don't know.
No, it's a new game, I think. But regarding the CG trailer thing, I don't like hate them, but I don't trust anything they say about a game until I see a gameplay trailer.
I hate CG trailers so much. Like,
CG trailers basically just to look pretty.
It exists only to look pretty. Like, you're releasing a video game. If you don't show gameplay, like, that's like releasing an advert for a car and not showing the car. like, or not showing it driving, just showing it sitting there looking pretty. Like, people want to see a car driving before they buy one.
Look what that's doing to fucking the new Walking Dead game by Activision, though. They're showing only gameplay, and it looks really terrible, and everybody hates it.
It looks horrible.
Isn't it because the gameplay that they released was, like, pre-alpha, and it was leaked, and they weren't meant to
have
released
it? Okay, never mind then.
It still looks horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's going to
suck.
Even
now.
I don't know why we need another Walking Dead game. As far as I'm aware, the one by Telltale conveyed the sorts of things that the comic book was meant to convey perfectly.
Yeah, but this one's based on the TV show.
How was that a good thing?
Because the TV show sells. And so there's money in that. Also, it's made by Activision.
Yeah, Activision.
I don't know. I don't feel like Activision's that bad of a company anymore.
Not anymore.
I've literally just stopped giving a shit about Activision once I've started to see, like, wow, all these other companies are fucking worse.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy that everyone hated Activision a few years ago
for no reason.
Yeah, Capcom became terrible. EA ran everything good that they had into the ground. THQ were badly managed and failed, and Activision's sitting there, and they're like shiny golden gods compared to these people now.
It's really a shame. It really is. When I'm like, wow, I used to hate Activision immensely. Now I just don't care because they're not doing anything that makes me hate them at this point.
Yeah, they just release a new Call of Duty game every year and make some money and, like, you know, they're not hurting
Then I just
anyone.
Don't give a shit. And there's only one company, I think, honestly, right now, that deserves my money anymore, and that's Sega. Sega is doing a good job being Sega. And
yeah,
I applaud them.
Like, remember when they wouldn't fund Bayonetta 2 and Nintendo had to step in and fund it instead? That was good.
They had terms with their Platinum licensing, and they just didn't want to waste it. So instead you get Anarchy Reigns. And do you really consider that a bad deal?
I don't know.
Because I've been playing Anarchy Reigns a lot the past few days, and I can honestly say that I've certainly enjoyed it a lot. It has been one of my favorite purchases of the year already. For $30, you get a lot of multiplayer fun, a very good single-player campaign that continues the story of Mad World, and just fun-ass characters, and fun story, and just fun. I'm using that word a lot. I know, buzzword, but
yeah, it's
fun.
It's a bad word.
It's the forbidden word.
Konami? They haven't done anything to make people hate them, I don't think.
Unless you count the typical Kojima being secretive and not very clear.
Also, Suikoden fanbase kind of hates them right now.
Oh! I just remembered something! A new Suda 51 game got announced!
Oh, shit!
Sweet.
Actually, that
You're
was announced...
You're totally right.
That was announced, like, a long time ago, but... That,
Shut up! I'm talking!
It's news now!
It's news now! Killer is dead. Don't know what it's about. Supposedly, continuing the story of Killer 7. You play as a guy in a business suit with a katana. I like the idea of it already.
It's not a follow-up of Killer 7.
Oh,
but it
not.
Is in a similar style to those sorts of games, rather than the more recent.
It's basically Killer 7 meets No More Heroes.
Yeah, isn't it like you're an assassin doing assassin-y things, like every other Suda game?
Some people just really like assassins as plot devices.
At least he's not going completely overboard like he did with Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Was Lollipop Chainsaw his game, or was that someone
yes,
else?
It's his.
It was his.
And he should feel ashamed for it.
I didn't realize people hated it.
It's not a good game.
Johnny
it's just
really
not
likes
a good
it.
Game.
I know that.
I didn't have fun with it. I felt like I was playing an N64 game. The controls felt very tight for no reason.
Tight controls are good.
Well, okay, then
tight controls
very unmanageable controls.
It was
very stiff.
Simple, too.
Very stiff controls. How does that sound?
Stiff is bad.
There we go.
They should be tight, but flexible.
Yeah, it felt stiff and just very basic, like he said. And I didn't like the overall direction of the game. Like, you're a kawaii cheerleader who's doing kawaii things, and I'm going to go ooh-goo, and then I'm going to go be sexy, and then I'm going to go decapitate zombies. I mean, seriously, I like fun.
I didn't have a problem with that.
I like fun, but that just doesn't seem... just too over the top.
That's what I liked about it.
I think they tried to very hard to, like, capture the Bayonetta escape of it. Yay,
just wasn't my cup of zombie tea. And that's another thing. I'm tired of zombie games. Tired of zombies, period.
I think everyone's tired of zombies, period. The other day I watched a Norwegian horror movie called Dead Snow. It was really terrible. And then halfway,
isn't that Swedish?
It might be Swedish. I don't know. I watched an English dubbed version. It's really bad. It's like all of these terrible, unlikable people go to like some random cabin in the woods. And they do things like decide to split up and use people as distractions. And all the stupid shit that everyone always does in horror movies. And there's zombified Nazis that chase after everyone, like Second World War Nazis. It's a ridiculous film. And Happy Man, your mouth thing is moving, but I can't hear anything you're saying. I think your mic's broken.
Oh, no, I just turned it down.
Oh, there you go. I can hear you again. You've probably been talking for ages and everyone's been talking over.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just... No. Not really. I didn't say anything of value, so whatever. Should we move on to the I was just talking about how just bringing in Nazis in movies for no reason is kind of stupid. Like, those Nazis are so wacky, like your fucking Iron Sky. I saw that movie, it sucks.
Iron Sky was wonderful.
Isn't it meant to be so bad that it's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen on purpose, though.
The only movie that's really like that is Big Trouble in Little China.
No, that movie's bad.
No, that movie's so bad it's amazing.
No.
That movie's okay at best.
Also, Dead Snow is...
Of Kadavra.
Also, Dead Snow is Norwegian. I just checked the Blu-ray for it. My roommate owns that.
Remember when good movies were only allowed to get Blu-rays?
No, I don't.
Well, hey, look, my roommate owns Mad World, too. I should play that.
So, in the last 10 minutes, yes, Kickstarter watch. We know, Happy Man is going to tell us about an excellent Kickstarter game.
Actually, no, there's no games, actually.
No, I mean, an excellent Kickstarter project that he's found.
Actually, can you go over these? Because I need to go do something real quick.
Oh, okay. So, the first one is the first anatomically designed jeans for a man's junk.
This looks absolutely horrible.
So this is started by Octavio Mark David Silva, which is, it's a slightly pretentious name. I'll give you that. And so basically, you know how like old suits of armor had like a codpiece built into them? And your status symbol was how big your codpiece was. I'm just making this up, by the way. It totally isn't. But, yeah, so he shows some jeans that cost several hundred dollars, and he says the problem is that these jeans don't have a massive pouch on the front, and so now he's releasing jeans with a massive, like, tight-fitting jeans, so they have, like, a pouch on them to showcase a man's junk.
I'd hate to have to go to the bathroom while wearing these. That's too many buttons for me.
I mean, they just look... weird and slightly perverse, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like, I'm looking at these and I'm like, why? These seem completely out of place, and if I'm walking down the street with my kids and they see that, I don't want them to be asking questions about this shit. Because this is just no.
This is just no. This is literally just...
And for some reason, this Kickstarter page just has, like, a guy sitting on a bed and, like, he's walking on a beach. And now he's looking sad with a hood. And he's like this Fabio tier model. And I'm like, are they trying to sell me jeans? Because I can't even see him at this point.
I don't... Maybe they're really comfortable. I don't know. The tagline is, no more scrunching, squishing, squashing, or splitting of the goods. I mean, I think this is a problem that could just be solved by buying better underwear. What was his name? Octavio. God damn it, his name's Octavio. Jesus Christ. Seriously, how? So the next one Heavy Man's found is a t-shirt that says YOLO on it in a really horrible font. It has 96 out of $20,000. And it looks like the guy's, he's like, He's like, he's taken a picture of his computer screen In order to get the picture, he's really badly photoshopped the word YOLO onto a blue shirt. And then he's got on a camera, and he's taken a picture of the screen, and then he's plugged that camera in, downloaded the picture, and uploaded it to Kickstarter.
The part that gets me is that it looks like he wrote YOLO over the top of the picture.
Yeah.
Like, he took the picture first, and then he writes YOLO on it.
I mean, and like, what colors have we got? We've got black and yellow, red and blue, and a horrible, like, piss yellow and purple one.
Are these colors supposed to be the most awful combinations?
As a graphic designer, it makes my eyes melt.
This just looking at this makes my balls hurt, not in a good way.
Did we talk about the pledge rewards?
The pledge rewards.
Pledge 20 or more. One of our t-shirts sent to you in the continental U.S. Pick any one of our 5 colors, and the fact someone will ask you, where did you get it? That's part of the reward, I guess.
I want that reward.
Yeah, because people want to know, why would you waste your fucking money?
There's one person who wanted 5 of these shirts, and literally no one else. All the other backers either want the skateboard stickers, which says, trust me, they are sick, or one skateboard sticker. And one person just wanted a thank you from the designer. He didn't actually want
them. This is embarrassing.
I mean, there's bad Kickstarters, and then there's, like, anyone can go on to a t-shirt printing on-demand website and make something that looks like shit, like this. You don't need $20,000 to do it. Sorry, Paul. Sorry if I've just crushed your hopes and dreams.
So, I have a third Kickstarter, but it deeply unnerves me, and I don't know if I want to talk about it.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Which one? Oh my god, I gotta know.
If we don't talk about it and just leave everyone listening
hanging.
Yeah,
I know, we can't not talk about it now, but I'm gonna have to ask you.
We should totally not talk about it.
I'm gonna have to ask you to read it too.
Oh, you have to ask me to read it? Why? Do you think someone in your house might overhear you?
No, I can't handle it.
You don't want to speak it.
Okay.
You won't be able to live with yourself.
So, we're going to the page.
There it is.
What do you see? First of all...
You can volunteer if you want to read it out. Somebody will have it too.
A little girl riding a horse. And then you see a little girl with angel wings for some
and
reason.
A terrifying
and
face.
Then you go down a bit and to the right. And you see project by Dendrick Jackson. And
I'm done.
It's a very earnest-looking black man just sort of staring into your soul. And here's what he says. He says, I wrote a poem about the Sandy Hook school shooting that I need illustrated and self-published. Plan on sending to the families. Here are a few lines. Did you ever sit and imagine angels at play? And what they like to do each and every day? Well, Emile sits and draws. She loves her art. As Noah puts things together, then takes them back apart. Josephine opens her lemonade stand, ready to sell. While Anna sings a song she knows so well. Jack is over there, practicing his favorite touchdown dance, as Grace plays dress-up whenever she has a chance. This is the concept of the entire poem. As of now, only the children are in it. Haven't included the adults. I have spoken to a few different illustrators, and I have a couple quotes for artwork to illustrate the poem. I vision it as a detailed black and white portrait style panoramic scene with all the children doing their activities around each other, but still independent of each other. Please help me finish the project. Thanks in advance, Dion.
This is depressing.
Dude, what would you think if you were one of the families who lost people in the school shooting, and this guy sent this poem to you?
An earnest black man sent me a terrible illustrated poem about my child dying. Like, really? Like, is this helping anything? I'm sorry, like, Dendrick, your heart is in the right place, but think about what you're doing, please.
This is fucking weird, dude.
We will link this in the show notes. I recommend that you go to it just to look at the picture he has put on the Kickstarter page.
It's kind of unsettling.
It's
There's
extremely
only two
unsettling.
There and is that smile just pierces my soul.
Of the child or of Dendrick?
Both.
Yeah, both. They both pierce my soul. I mean, why the horse? What does the horse have to do with anything? I don't get it. I don't get it. No.
I think this is more cringe-inducing than any fanfiction we could have put with the episode.
Oh, will this episode have a fanfiction? Or are we ignoring the fanfiction for one episode?
I don't really want to do the fanfiction right now.
Oh, in that case, I will do the fanfiction for the one that you host, which is after this one.
Okay.
But I think this is just
You should
as good.
Send... Happy, you should send the Catsman the small Ronso fanfic.
That's... Is it, is that, that one's Titus's really, really long. Ronso that's the same. Season. It's talking about Titus's playing, Ronso season, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing Epic Mafia, and I happened to remember the name of that, and so... I was Town Crier, where you can send anonymous messages to the entire village.
Oh my
so
God.
I just spammed that. I spammed the whole of Titus's Ronso season. And when someone found out who I was, I immediately got lynched. It was great.
Also, is Epic Mafia really fun?
Yes, it is.
Because I had like a bunch of friends that I played Mafia with before.
Yeah, Mafia is a lot of fun. It's not really a video game, but it is a lot of fun.
Maybe we should get the GLA people to play it.
I've been saying the same thing for ages. Hey, people That'd listening to this idea. Podcast, will you please play Mafia with me? I'm so lonely.
I'll definitely do that. Catsman, the difference between you and me is you ask people. I tell them to do that or else they're not my friends anymore.
Maybe
yeah,
that's
he's told
what
me
I
to
do
that several times now.
I will play Mafia with you, Shawnee. Don't worry. Is that all the business that we have for this podcast?
I had just one thing that I'd like to mention. Left 4 Dead 2 finally got Steam Workshop. So, you know, before you could still make all your survivors into Tohos and Kaons, but now you can do so effortlessly.
Quality.
Yeah, I think we should stream some custom campaigns.
You turn them all into Tohos and Kaons, but they still have, like, Coach's voice.
Yeah.
That's the funniest
okay.
part. I got a Tangle toy this January, because I need something to fiddle with while I'm thinking, and it's just brought me so much stress, because it has pieces and they go yellow, black, clear, yellow, black, clear. And I've been taking it apart and putting it back together, and it's really hard to pop the little pieces back into one another, like that. And if I don't have it in, like, if I have two yellows back next to one another, then I'm just like, that doesn't look right. I have to take it to pieces again and put it back together. This hasn't helped me think at all. It just made me stressed.
Catsman, I think you have problems.
Yeah, me too. This has been Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Thanks for everyone for being here. Thanks to you for listening, and we'll be back in 3 weeks. In the meantime, you can go to gatheryourparty.com for honest gaming journalism and lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming video games with gentlemen such as ourselves. So long.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Right, quality podcast.
Good
100%
show.
Quality.
I think we were also bummed out over Angels' play at the end. At least yeah. I was.
I definitely am.
I don't know what to say to that. Like, I mean, did you guys even hear me leave?
Yeah, you literally got up and left.
Did you actually leave?
Yes. I went to get a cookie.
Comfort food, obviously. I mean, like, it's so sincere, and I could, like, that's not a joke. That's the thing. That's not a joke. The guy honestly thinks that that's what you should do in that situation.
Just, how do we tell him? Someone has to tell him.
Someone has to tell him. I'm not going to be the one.
No, you need to donate.
I'm sorry, but I think that if you do any negative criticism about it, his response will be, "That's not nice. Those are negative thoughts."
We just
is he Michael Jackson? What are you talking about?
Yes, he is.
God.
Michael Jackson didn't die. He just became black again. Assumed a new identity.
Do you ever imagine angels at play?
I mean, the guy's second name is Jackson. It all makes sense.
All black people are named Jackson.
Name. What about Samuel? Oh, wait, no, never mind.
Yeah. Jackson or Washington?
The thing is,
you need to be a. You missed a podcast. We just stopped doing it.
I'm sorry, Zoidberg. We literally just finished.
Anyway, you need to be a backer to post comments, so fuck that. I'm not going to be the only one to tell him.
Zoidberg, I'm sorry that you missed this podcast, but I would love it's you okay. to be on the next podcast. So
I just remembered the podcast was on, and everyone's like, was like, why is the chat so empty? And I just remembered it.
Yeah, we're all in here. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Just name it. What was it called? Damn it. I can't remember the name I wanted for it now.
Rise of the Butt Cartel, right?
Yes, Rise of the Butt Cartel. Please call it that.
Oh, that's such a good name.
Yeah.
All right. I have to get my laundry and go to a Gavia party meeting now. So see you, dudes.
See ya.
Bye, cats.
I'm gonna go play Tokyo Jungle. Bye.
I'm gonna go shower.
I'm gonna go make fucking dinner.
Nice.
Am I the only one that's gonna be just staying in the channel?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, sounds right.